Merry Christmas, William Saroyan. Christmas is looked forward to by a child with even greater excitement than the excitement with which he looks forward to his own birthday. Because Christmas is everybody's birthday, with the party going on all over the world. Christmas is to every child, in his own way, the wonder of the world and the light of life. Christmas is odors, brought in from the cold to the fire. A blend of perfume made of the scent of snow mingling with the scent of sanctity. Of holly and fir mingling with the gifts of new clothes and new shoes. Of Christmas candy and the bright, painted toys mingling with the unmistakable scent of happiness that comes out of people at Christmas, no matter how deeply it is buried. Christmas is sounds, the talking and the laughing, the shouting and the singing of childhood's hymns, the tinkling of the music box, which says Hosanna in the child's language of gladness, no matter if it is only saying, "This is the way we wash our clothes, wash our clothes, wash our clothes," in English. Christmas is tastes, the round, golden taste of the orange, the taste of the perfect sphere, which is hung among the green leaves in the warm sun. It is the red and white striped taste of peppermint. It is the sharp, sweet juice of the apple from the toe of the stocking. Because it is the child's day, the coming of Christmas up the white steps of December transforms mothers and fathers into the children they once were. Until at last, on Christmas Eve, their caroling beside the tree is with the earnest voice of childhood. And the tears in their eyes are once again the tears caused by great expectations of wondrous things to come.